Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Christmas is just around the corner, and the inflation, it's making it hard for me to be merry. But continued food shortages for next year, that's an easy prediction to make. By now, it shouldn't surprise anyone listening to this station. The blame, it comes from several angles. Ukraine, inflation, union strikes, mysterious factory fires, and more. Government, it's a big part of the problem, but maybe there are things that local, state, and federal government could do to help. Just as it was strange that during the COVID years, we heard zero advice from the government about the need for healthy eating, vitamins, and making yourself as antiviral as possible, we once again are hearing no opinion on what people should do in a world of increased shortages. Unfortunately, even now, many people still get their news from mainstream legacy media. These people need real-world advice that they can put into action fast, or else they are going to have an especially rough time next year. The federal government could cut spending and lower taxes. That would help. Instead, it would rather shovel endless billions of dollars to Ukraine. If we have a dairy shortage next year, maybe the feds can share some of the over a billion pounds of cheese that they have stockpiled. That is actually a real figure. If we can put our nation at risk by emptying the strategic fuel reserve, I think we can spare a few million pounds of cheese for discount supermarkets and soup kitchens. Why are we still paying so much in gas taxes per gallon? The state government could bring immediate relief to all of us. Instead, they continue one of the most regressive taxes ever. Florida just did the right thing last week. Their governor cut the highway toll prices in half, giving every Floridian some much-needed savings. Some people are estimated to save over $1,000 from this move. Why can't California do anything like that? Instead of forcing counties to comply with more and more low-income housing requirements, maybe the state should offer credits for counties that plant fruit trees in public areas or other similar food-growing policies. Locally, we are seeing a large influx of money for Cal Poly and Arcata and windmills off the Eureka Coast. Hopefully, the government's intention of reorganizing the ports to make these windmills will not do any damage to our fishing industry. With all the shortages and the problems that are coming, the last thing we need is to mess with Humboldt's fishing industry as we go charging after offshore windmills. I would like to make a Don Quixote joke, but I'm running out of time. Over the years, many of you have called, even visited me in person. I appreciate all of you and hope that you have yourselves a Merry Christmas, stay on Santa's good list, and rest up for what will be a very challenging new year. This is Anthony Manto with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.